morning, everybody. It's 9 a.m. and 50 seconds here at WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, right here in Medford. That's right. I'm Mike, and I'm on the mic here until 11 a.m. today, as usual, every Saturday. And this particular Saturday happens to be Saturday, May 6th. In May, I'm expecting flowers after all the rain, but today, it's going against me. But it's all part of the transition into the wonderful spring thing, isn't it? Yes, it is. All right, so today I've got Freeform from 9 to 10. Got a special guest, Joseph DeMaio, calling from the Papa Joe Show sometime here in the 9 o'clock hour to debut a new track. And at 10 a.m., very excited, I have a local Boston singer-songwriter by the name of George Woods. George has been around the scene for about the last 10 years. Just a wonderful talent, and really happy to welcome him here from 10 to 11 today. So, that's the plan. What we're planning to do is start off with some new noise for the first set, which is what I do, and then it'll be a five-song set, with the last song, the fifth song, being something that hopefully is something like, hey, haven't heard that in a while, or some good stuff like that. So for the new noise right now, I'd like to start off with a new one from an artist who's been growing on me lately. His name is Connor Oberst. He's got a new record called A Little Uncanny / Napalm. And this track right here is the former. It's called A Little Uncanny. Connor Oberst, brand new here at WMFO Medford.
Taking the bait, we were talking the big talk, never playing it safe. Looking good as Jane Fonda on a Vietnam tank. You can't get something for nothing, gotta energize your base. But she was young enough, she was blonde enough, she was about a perfect tan. Millions of admirers, but not one single friend. But it's a little uncanny what she managed to do. Became a symbol for a pain she never knew. A shoe salesman's son, he got himself in the movies. Yeah, he impressed everyone. He thought trial by fire was America's fate. He made a joke of the poor people, and that made him a saint. But he was tan enough, he was rich enough, he was handsome like John Wayne. And there was no one at the country club who didn't feel the same. It's a little uncanny what he managed to do. Got me to read those Russian authors through and through. Christopher Hitchens, I miss Oliver Sacks, I miss poor Robin Williams, I miss Sylvia Plath. Every morning's a desert, every night is a flood. They say a party can kill you, well sometimes I wish it would. But I'll be strong enough, you do. Got me admitting the things I knew were never true.
I finally got some money. And a daughter by the name of Jane. But all that money that I got, I acquired from selling cocaine. You don't know where I'm going. I'll be coming round again. Had a couple of drinks in Memphis. Had some whiskey and some malt. But when I tried to fight the waitress, she showed me the asphalt. You don't know where I'm going. Be coming round again. Yeah.
Buddy, it's 9:26 in the morning at WMFO Tops Freeform Radio right here in Medford. My name is Mike, and I'm on the mic today till 11 a.m. Let me tell you what we played in that first set. Started off with something new from Connor Oberst. His new record is called A Little Uncanny /Napalm. That was a little uncanny. I really like that. Los Lobos, classic stuff from 1993. He's just another band from East L.A. Collection. That was Down on the Riverbed. Tom Petty and his Heartbreakers from 1999's Echo CD. That was Swinging. Singing, Houndmouth, followed up after that, 2013's From the Hills, Below the City, that was Coming Round Again, and oh, for the fifth song in my first set, The Angels, from 1987's Greatest Hits compilation that they put out for that band, that was Face the Day. I want to thank Marion Farrow. Thank you, Marion, for playing that the other day on your show, Rock Under the Radar. You are on here on WMFO Mondays afternoons, 2 p.m., and you are on WCAC in Waltham on Tuesday evenings, 6 to 8. And you played Face the other day by The Angels and just blew me away. I mean, I really didn't want to play it by Great White. I just didn't. I just didn't remember that there was a difference. But yeah, I do now. That was a great track, Marion. Thank you. Okay, so on 9:27 in the morning, and if everything goes right, we have somebody on the phone with us, a really good friend of us. This should be Joe DeMeo. Joe, you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. It worked.
Service.
Yeah, don't you love it when the phones work, huh?
Yeah, huh? It's amazing sometimes.
How are you, my friend?
Doing very good. By the way, excellent show so far this morning.
Well, it just started. I have plenty of time to screw it up.
Nah, you always do good, man.
I do good. That's going to be on my epitaph. I do good.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, it'll be I did good, if you think about it.
Well, you never know. You might still be doing good after. Nobody's come back to tell us yet.
Let's hope so. So you're on the phone today because you're doing good, and your band, the Papa Joe Show, has something new, a brand new single to share. And you told me it is supposed to be pronounced with a question mark, Lucky. Lucky?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Tell us a bit about that and why it's a question mark.
Okay, well, Lucky is the story of a year in the life of a young soldier who, like many others before him and after him, found themselves in a war zone. And the story goes from the first day of being in that war zone all the way through 40-plus years of his life while he wonders about the real meaning of the word lucky.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of the ongoing Pop Joe's saga.
Yeah, I mean, many people will argue that there really is nothing, that luck doesn't really exist. You have to make your own luck.
Yeah, well, actually, the question lucky came because when I first got home from Vietnam for many years, like 20-plus years, I wasn't so sure that I was the lucky one coming home alive.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had anger, I had guilt for leaving my brothers there in Vietnam, you know, and so after 40-plus years of still going through PTSD symptoms and nightmares and stuff like that, lucky became a question for
mm-hmm.
me.
I gotcha. So thank you for sharing all of that.
Yeah.
So tell me about the Papa Joe Show. You guys have been around a while?
Yeah, we've been around almost 10 years now.
Okay.
I personally have been in music since I was like 5 years old, but then I took a 27-year layoff from music to deal with PTSD, raise a family, which one of those family members wound up playing guitar so well that I just quit music. My son, Ira Black, who plays with many of the great heavy metal bands of the day, of today, he's one of the top 10 shredders in heavy metal. He played so well after a short period of time that I just quit. And then in 2008, I went out to see him in California, and after a visit, I laid down some songs for him, and he did some stuff to him. Next thing I know, it was like, no, wait a minute. I got to get back into music.
Oh, so glad you did. So glad you did. All right, well, I'm happy to play. This is the debut of playing Lucky here at WMFO.
And it's a live version, so don't mind the slight feedback at the beginning.
I like feedback.
Yeah, right. It kind of adds to the song, I think.
I think it always does. Feedback adds to everything, Joe. You know that. All right, so listen, I want to play this. I'm very glad to spin it for the first time here at WMFO. And Joe, before you go, I got to say thank you very much for your service. We all appreciate it.
Hey, you're most welcome.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Everybody, enjoy the Papa Joe Show. This is the debut of Lucky here at WMFO. Thank you.
Pretty girl, any other way? Seems like it was already planned. I would live to be a lucky, lucky man.
treadmill. I'm tensioned, I'm nervous. Everybody all around me shaking hands and saying howdy. I don't think it's funny no more. Cracking up like a worn out shoe. Ain't wet, but the world leaking through. I'd run, but I find no pace. I laugh, but it's wrecking me, wrecking me. It make a shiver, it make a shake, it make a monster, just like an earthquake. Everybody having fun. I don't know how they can carry on, cause I don't think it's funny no more. Upon me without warning. If I were gone, then I would shoot. I'd tear the head out by the root. I'd make a knife out of a notion. All at sea in an ocean of emotion. I don't think it's funny no more. I don't think it's funny no more.
steady as a buzzing high. Connected in your mind, such sound that you can't turn the volume down. Sometimes you feel like you can get away. Find a little country place, a space to feel the breeze against your face. Happiness is hard to find sometimes. Happiness is hard to find sometimes. She'll carry you home. All these signs lead to nowhere you could hide. You follow to these empty rooms to soon feel like. Down to your last cigarette like hope, all goes up in smoke. Cause happiness is hard to find sometimes. Happiness is hard to find sometimes. Come here, watch her. Come here, stone.
This is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Good morning, everybody. It's WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, right here in beautiful Medford on the campus of Tufts University. How are you? I'm Mike. I'm here on the mic today until 11 a.m., just playing the freeform for now. But around the top of the hour, I am excited. I expect my guest, George Woods, to come on air with me. In fact, he's downstairs. He just gave me a call, so I'm going to get down and bring him up, and you're going to love it. Stay tuned for George Woods at around 10 a.m., 10:05, something like that. All right, before we get to all that, let me tell you what we played in that last set. Started off with our good friend Joe DiMeo from the Papa Joe Show. Brand new music. It's called Lucky. Thank you, Joe, for calling up and telling us all about that. We appreciate it. Nick Lowe was after that from the Labor of Lust CD. That was called Crackin' Up. John K. Sampson from his CD called Winter Wheat gave us Vampire Alberta Blues. Then it was Ben Ottawell from A Man Apart in the name of his CD. That was called Watcher. That was very cool. And ended up with a remastered version. They did that remaster in 2000 of the great CD called The Band, self-titled. And that was, of course, the night they drove Old Dixie Down. All right, just about coming up on 5 before the hour, and I've got some new noise for you. This one is from a local local band called Lily Black. And Lily's been around for a little while. I don't mean Lily, I mean the band Lily Black has been around for a little while. And they've had some music out before, but it's only been in digital format. They've got their first actual real CD, just came out, called My Own Hero. And they have a great Cave Dogs cover I want to play for you as new noise. This is Lily Black, brand new, and this is Leave Me Alone, WMFO.